Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, on Friday, Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, a Republican, drove through a snowstorm to Saratoga Springs. There was a straw poll there. GOP county leaders said, "We want you to run for governor," and it looks like he will.
Yeah, Marcus Molinaro, who dropped out of the race in January, basically couldn't see a pathway to victory. In recent weeks, a lot of Republicans have reached out to him, asking him to reconsider. He has. He went up to Saratoga with the idea that if I do well in the straw poll, I will get back in. He told the county chairs and the state committee people he is getting back in, although he has not announced that formally yet publicly. But nonetheless, he's seen as now the front runner over John DeFrancisco, the Senate Deputy Majority Leader, who just wasn't lighting things on fire. And it looks like the nomination could be over sooner rather than later, according to John LaValle, the powerful Suffolk County Republican chairman.
He certainly faces an uphill battle. I mean, the governor has $30 or $31 million in the bank for the campaign. He has to battle a down year for Republicans with Donald Trump, the president. But it wouldn't be unprecedented for someone we didn't know to win governorship over somebody prominent, like, for example, George Pataki.
George Pataki over Mario Cuomo in 1994. But, you know, the last time the Republicans won a statewide race was 2002, when Pataki won a third term. So it's been a long time. It is going to be difficult. The Republicans acknowledge the challenge, but they feel that the corruption trials involving close aides and associates to the governor and just the mood of the state right now gives them at least a fighting chance. You know, we'll see, but certainly they feel more energized now, especially with Molinaro potentially being the candidate.
Well, and we also have the specter of the trials, the one we're waiting on a verdict for, Todd Howe, Joe Prococo, and the coming trial of Elaine Calieros and Suni Polly.
Yeah, these are things that the Republicans are latching onto. They're saying, look, you know, the governor has a lot of money, but we think we can exploit these trials and the problems that have plagued the Cuomo administration, whether or not those convictions or not. Enough has come out that they could take advantage of to potentially get a victory.
Finally, you have an exclusive which has to do with a, quote, GOP aid for Child Victims Act. Explain.
Yeah, Gary Greenberg, who is an advocate, he's a sexual abuse victim, an upstate investor. He's been very big in the fight to try and get the Child Victims Act, which would give victims of child sex abuse more time to seek justice as adults. He has now hired a lobbyist who has close ties to the Senate Republicans, a guy named Justin McCarthy, who worked for the Senate Republicans for two decades, in hopes of convincing them to basically act. The assembly, which is controlled by the Democrats, has passed this measure five times over the last 12 years, including last year. The governor has included the idea in his budget proposal this year. So Greenberg is paying McCarthy $5,000 a month to try and convince the Republicans to leave it in the budget when the final deal is made by the end of the month.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. For more, head to dailynews.com. Just pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.